I have to tell you that I did get some very exciting news recently, and I don't know if I should really tell you exactly what it is because it's really not a definite thing yet. Well, I will tell you what I do know so far. According to the information that I have in the envelope that I receive, it seems that I may have already won some very valuable prizes. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, thank you. That's very nice to hear that. But in all honesty, I have to say, I didn't even know I was in this thing. But according to the readout, it looks like I am among the top people that they are considering. You know, that's annoys me about sweepstakes companies. They always tease you with that you may have already won. I'd like once for a sweepstakes company to have some guts. Come out with the truth. Just tell people the truth one time. Send out envelopes. You have definitely lost. You turn it over, giant printing. Not even close. You open it up. There's this whole letter of explanation. Even we cannot believe how badly you've done in this contest. To the right.
Well, that took a while.
Don't get up.
Well, I'd like to help, but my neck. So, how long has it been in the basement?
Since my grandfather died. I was supposed to send it down to my parents in Florida, but they didn't want it. They told me to get rid of it, but I felt funny. And then I sort of forgot about it, and it's been sitting down there for 3 years until he saw it. All right, so just take what you want, and let's get it out of here.
What's in it?
Grandpa clothes. I can't wear them.
Oh, you want these? Knee socks. You don't wear knee socks.
No, go ahead. Look at this place. I can't wait to get it clean.
Yeah, I know somebody will do it. She's good. She's honest.
Now, Elaine's got this writer friend from Finland, Rava. Her boyfriend goes to Columbia grad school, and he's supposed to do it.
Well, students can't clean. It's anathema. They don't like it.
How long have you been waiting to squeeze that into a conversation?
Now this I like.
Wait a second. I can't believe this. Let me see. This
Wait.
Let me just see
Chris,
it. Let me just see it for a second. Oh, my God. It's exactly the same.
What?
When I was 10 years old, my parents had this very same statue on the mantle of our apartment. Exactly. And one day I grabbed it. I was using it as a microphone. I was singing MacArthur Park, and I got to the part about I'll never have the recipe again, and it slipped out of my hand and it broke. My parents looked at me like I smashed the Ten Commandments. To this day, they bring it up. It was the single most damaging experience of my life, aside from seeing my father naked.
Come on, George. I saw it first.
No, Kramer, I have to have the statue.
I got
what? No, Dibs. I need the statue. Come on, give
break
it.
Out.
Give
oh,
it.
Break it out, you numbskull. Why don't you just settle it like mature adults?
Potato man.
No. No potato man. Ink-a-dink.
Okay. Start with me.
Yeah, good, good.
Ink-a-dink, a bottle of ink, the cork fell out, and you stink. Not because you're dirty, not because you're clean, just because you kissed the girl behind the magazine. And
wait a minute.
You are it.
What are you doing? No. Oh, okay. All right. He's out. I get it.
No. I'm it. I win.
No. He's it. He wins. It is good.
Do over. Start with him.
No. Come on, Kramer. Now, you got the socks.
All right, you can have it. Okay, I'm going to take the suit and shoes and the hat.
All right, come on, let's go.
Hey, I look like Joe Friday in Dragnet. Don't.
I can't believe I wanted Ink-a-Dink.
Come on, let's go.
Yes.
Aren't you going to take it?
No. I don't want to carry it around all night. I'll pick it up later.
What about your stuff?
Okay.
All right, let's go. Hey, you know you owe me one.
What?
The Inkadink.
You were it.
It's bad?
It's very bad.
What if I don't let you be my editor on this book? I go to another publisher. It's that simple.
You told them that?
Of course.
Oh, this is so fantastic. I don't know how to thank you.
So where's this boyfriend of yours? I can't wait much longer. I got a flight.
Oh, he's probably caught in traffic.
Or maybe he's dead.
So what do you write, children's books?
That's right.
Ah! Greetings! Greetings and salutations! I beg your forgiveness. My tardiness was unavoidable.
Bravo, my love.
Elaine, dear friend, and you must be Jerry, lord of the manor. My liege. A pleasure to serve you.
All right.
And we have to get back to work.
I gotta get to the airport.
Your palace shall sparkle like the stars in heaven upon your safe arrival, sire.
The toilet brush is under the sink.
I don't really feel that comfortable with the maid either.
Because there's that guilt when you have someone cleaning your house. You know, you're sitting there on the sofa, they go by with the vacuum cleaner. I'm really sorry, but... I don't know why I left that stuff over there. And that's why I could never be a maid, because I would have that attitude. I'd find them wherever they are in the house.
So I suppose you couldn't do this.
No, don't get up. Let me clean up your filth. No, you couldn't dust. Oh, this is too tough, isn't it?
He really did an amazing job. Look, he uncoagulated the top of the dishwashing lid.
He cleaned out the bottom of the little egg cups.
Come here, look at this.
He cleaned in the little one-inch area between the refrigerator and the counter. How'd he get out of there? He must be like Rubber Man.
No Rubber Man.
Why did I think there was a Rubber Man? It's a Plastic Man.
Plastic.
I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
To Robert's house. I gotta pick up her manuscript.
Oh, wait, I'll go with you.
Okay.
Elaine, he Windexed the little people!
So the meeting with Lippman is all set.
He's the editor-in-chief.
Mm.
I think because of your request.
Demands.
They're gonna promote me to editor.
Down to 10. There's Ray, late as usual.
Well, this is an unexpected surprise and delight for once and future king of comedy, Jerry the First, gracing our humble abode. Rather, we are in the presence of royalty.
Hey, Ray, listen. You really did a tremendous job cleaning that apartment.
Oh, but I didn't just clean your apartment. It was a ritual, a ceremony, a celebration of life.
Shouldn't you be out on a ledge somewhere?
The water's boiling. Are we all having tea?
Yes.
Jerry? Jerry?
What?
Ray, would you give me a hand, please?
Yeah, I'm coming.
I think that's a statue from my house. That looks like the statue from my house.
What statue?
I had a statue.
You had a statue? I never saw a statue.
My grandfather gave me a statue.
When?
What's the difference? That's the one. He ripped me off. This guy ripped me off.
Do you take sugar?
No.
I can't believe it. This guy ripped me off.
Do you realize what you're saying?
Yes, this guy ripped me off. He stole the statue right out of my house.
Lemon?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. 99%
sure. 99%
sure.
Ah, sweet elixir. It's fragrant nectar, a soothing balm for the soul.
Oh, those are the pastries. Ray, take care of that. I'm going to get Elaine the manuscript.
The pastries!
Maybe it just looks the same. Maybe it's just a coincidence.
Coincidence? This guy's in my apartment, and then just by coincidence, he has the exact same statue in his apartment.
I never saw any statue.
I had a statue. What should I do? I'll call Kramer. He can check my house.
Don't, Jerry. Don't blow this
Harry. Kramer. Kramer. Jerry. Jerry. From next door. Never mind where I am. Yes, Jerry Seinfeld.
Ma, I told you, just dip the bread in the batter and put it in the pan. Okay, bye. My mother. She forgot how to make French toast. You know how mothers are.
My mother left us when I was 6 years old. All seven of us. We never heard from her again. I hope she's rotting in an alley somewhere.
My mom's down in Florida. She's got one of those condos. Hot down there in the summer. You ever been down there?
I love these pastries. You know, in Scandinavian mythology, the pastries were the food of the gods.
Listen, I just remembered, I'm getting a facial.
Oh, I'll see you tomorrow morning.
How about dinner?
No, I don't eat dinner. Dinner's for suckers. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Thanks anyway. Bye. Nope. Cop says it's my word against his. There's nothing they can do.
Let's go get him.
Yeah, right.
Well, we can't just let him get away with this.
Do you realize how crazy he had to be to do something like this? He knew I was going to know that it's missing and that he took it. And of all things to take, I left my watch, tape recorder, stereo. He's crazy.
You want to go get him?
Then if he's crazy, you should just forget it.
Forget it? I already called my parents. I told them to expect a surprise of a lifetime. My mother's making her roasted potatoes.
George, do you realize that Rava has asked me to edit her book?
Who is this Rava?
I say we get him.
No.
Call him already.
I'll call him.
Friend Elaine's friend Jerry. The king of comedy, right. You know that statue on your mantle, the one with the blue lady?
Would you shut up?
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to talk about it over the phone. You don't want Rava to hear. Yeah, I understand. You know that coffee shop near my house, Monk's? All right, tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Great. Okay, bye.
All right, look. Let's say he stole it.
Oh, he stole it?
You can't do anything about it. The cops won't do anything. What, are you going to go fight him? Why don't you just forget it?
No.
I just said 1 o'clock.
Relax, he's late. He's always late. It's part of his M.O.
Remember, don't take any crap.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I'll be right here.
That's comforting. She's coming. Ray!
Oh, Jerry! I can't believe you asked me about that statue. Do you know how much trouble you could have gotten me into?
Well, I...
Rava was standing right next to me. I never told her where I got the statue.
I wonder why.
Well, just give it back and I won't say anything.
Give it back.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the statue.
Yeah, me too.
Give it back to whom?
Me.
You.
Yeah, me.
I'm not getting this.
You already got it.
Ray, I had a statue in my house. You were in my house, and then I saw it in your house.
What are you saying?
What am I saying?
Take a wild guess.
Are you saying I stole your statue?
What a mind.
Well, I
can't believe what I'm hearing.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Can't believe what I'm hearing.
For your information, I got that statue in a pawn shop.
Pawn shop?
Pawn shop. Yes, in Chinatown with the money I earned cleaning people's apartments.
Cleaning them out.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Look, Ray, you were the only person in my house.
What's behind this? It's Rava, isn't it?
Again with the Rava.
You want her.
No, she's a little too cheery for me.
She's from Finland, for crying out loud.
Finland! Do you understand? I know Finland. They're neutral.
Wait, is it me? What, do I rub you the wrong way?
No, actually, I find you quite charming. A bit verbose at times.
Well, I find you so charming, you wuss.
Did you call me a wuss?
What did you say?
I said lust.
I'm at a loss.
I would love to take you down to the pawn shop where I got it.
That's not necessary. You know, maybe it's not that bad an idea.
And I would love to. Nothing would please me more, but unfortunately, the guy retired and moved to Singapore. Well, I mean, if you really want, maybe I can contact the guy in Singapore, have him make a photostat of the receipt and send it over.
Oh, that's it. That's it! I can't take it. I can't take it anymore! You stole the statue! You're a thief! You're a liar!
George!
What is this?
I'm the judge and the jury, pal, and the verdict is guilty!
What is going on here?
Guilty!
I'm crazy.
Oh, I'm crazy.
George.
George.
I've got to get going. I have a class.
Oh, a class, huh? A class. At Columbia? Let me tell you something, pal. I called the registrar's office. I checked you out. They have no record of a Ray Thomas at that school, you liar.
Well, that is because I am registered under my full legal name, Raymond Thomas Wachinski. Ray Thomas is my professional name.
You mean alias.
You are starting to make me angry.
Well, that was bound to happen.
I hope you think about what you've done here today. And if you want to call and apologize, you know where to reach me.
Hey, Ray.
Yes?
How did you get the goop out of the top of the dishwashing liquid? It was like a brand new nozzle.
Nervous?
Why should I be?
Yeah, right.
Your notes were very insightful.
The book is great. Did you go out last night?
No, we made love on the floor like two animals. Ray is insatiable.
They all are.
Well, Jay,
I can't remember.
You know, Ray is very upset over these accusations.
Oh. Well, I'm staying out of this one. This is between them. I am not getting involved.
So you think he stole it? I admit nothing.
Will you put that cigarette out, please?
Well, I believe he was in the apartment, and then it's gone, and it's in your apartment.
Maybe you think we're in cahoots.
No, but it's quite a coincidence.
Yes, that's all. A coincidence.
Big coincidence.
A big coincidence. A coincidence.
No, that's a big coincidence.
That's what a coincidence is. There are no small coincidences and big coincidences.
No, there are degrees of coincidence.
No, there are only coincidences. Ask anyone. Are there big coincidences and small coincidences or just coincidences? Well?
Will you put that cigarette out?
Maybe I put it out on your face. It's just like Ray said, you and Jenny. You're jealous of our love. You're trying to destroy us.
Shouldn't you be out on a ledge somewhere?
Ma, will you stop? It's just a statue. How is it my fault? It was stolen. I didn't even touch it this time. Okay, fine. I don't see why this should affect the potatoes. Okay! Goodbye. She doesn't react to disappointment very well, unlike me.
I'm not happy about this.
Why don't we just throw a Molotov cocktail through their window?
There's just no justice. This experience has changed me. It's made me more cynical, more bitter, more jaded.
Really?
Sure. Why not?
Well, how do you think I feel? Instead of editing the first novel of a major young writing talent, I am proofreading a food allergy cookbook.
Can't you talk to your boss?
I did. He loves Rava. Worse, he loves Ray. And he doesn't think you're funny at all.
Not happy about this.
Well, perhaps we can take comfort in the knowledge that in the next world, Ray will be the recipient of a much larger and more harsh brand of justice.
Yeah, he'll have my parents.
Police, open up!
Police?
possession of stolen goods and murder!
Murder!
Stop! Keep your breath. Just make love to that wall, pervert.
I think you're being confused with somebody else.
Is your name Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the fuck I'm looking for!
Hey. Hey, are you a cop?
Yeah, I'm a cop. I'm a good cop. I'm a damn good cop! Today's your lucky day, Junior. Because I'm going to let you off with just a warning. Any more of this criminal activity and you'll be sorry. You got me?
Got you. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Good, good. Let's keep it that way.
All right. What's the big hubbub, bud?
Kramer, I can't believe it. Oh, you're my hero.
Yeah.
Kramer, what did you do?
Well, let's put it this way. I didn't take him to people's court.
I feel like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders. I feel happy. Kramer, I don't know how to thank you.
Well, I'll think of something.
People are going to steal from you. You can't stop them. But everybody has their own little personal security things. Things that they think will foil the crooks, you know. In your own mind, right? You go to the beach, go in the water, put your wallet in the sneaker. Who's gonna know? What criminal mind could penetrate this fortress of security? I tied a bow. They can't get through that. I put the wallet down by the toe of the sneaker. They never look there. They check the heel. They move on.